An abduction scare in Spearwood, a police car rammed and a childcare centre fined. It's Monday, the 27th of March.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty.
G'day, mate. How you going? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you too. You had a big weekend.
Oh, I had a big weekend. I went to Adelaide for the weekend. So my brother's partner is from Adelaide, but they both live in Melbourne with their girls, my nieces. So I went to Adelaide for kind of a sibling reunion. So
wonderful.
My brother and my brother's partner and her two sisters. It was fantastic. To the wineries in McLaren Vale. It was great. All up until my flight was delayed by 4 hours last night.
Oh, no.
By the time I got to bed, it was after midnight.
Basically time to
come to
work.
2 hours sleep. Yes. Yeah.
Well, so. I had 3 hours sleep. I had to interview Anya Taylor-Joy, you know, from Queen's Gambit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At midnight and then had to get up at 3:30.
Did she make you wait long?
Yeah, a little bit, for about 45 minutes. And then I don't think it was her fault. And then had to get up at 3:30 to interview Chris Pratt. He kept me waiting for an hour and a half. Both for the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Still not as long as Virgin kept me waiting.
Yeah, exactly. And at least at the end of it, I got to see Anya Taylor-Joy, which is probably, you know, better than just sitting around an airport.
That's true.
And now let's talk about this police chase that ended with a cop car being rammed.
Yeah, the damage incredible this morning. So police car has been rammed in Morley. This came after a pursuit. So officers tried to stop this Toyota Hilux Ute on Walter Road West due to the way it was driving. And then when they tried to stop it and it didn't stop, they commenced a pursuit. And a short time later, the Toyota stopped on Walter Road West before reversing into the police vehicle and leaving the scene. So police are hunting the driver. They're looking for that Toyota Hilux Ute this morning. No officers were injured, thankfully, but the police car has been significantly damaged. So if you have information, call police.
Someone's
potentially the Toyota Hilux Ute has a little bit of damage as well, or at the very least, some marks.
Yeah, yeah. Hit and run of a police car. Mm. Not so smart. And now this is a terrifying story. An almost abduction that happened in Perth's southern suburbs.
Yeah, so police are patrolling the streets of Spearwood this morning after residents described a terrifying scene they fear was an attempted abduction. So officers are looking for a car seen leaving the area in Perth's southern suburbs, but they don't know who the victim was or even if a crime was committed. Mm-hmm. So what we know from witnesses is they say they heard somebody scream for help and then they heard a car pull away very quickly. And multiple residents saw a black vehicle follow a teenage girl at Edwards Park there in Spearwood before one of the occupants in the car tried and failed to pull her inside. So police are urging that potential victim to come forward. Mm-hmm. And they're also warning locals in the area, of course, because they don't know the circumstances around this, to be extra cautious.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good message for everybody to be cautious, you know, because it's not hard for someone in a car to drive to a neighbouring suburb.
And do the same thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, be alert, not alarmed when it comes to this stuff. And the arson squad is investigating a fire at a home, but there's also been the theft of guns and power tools and cash.
Yeah, so this happened in Wollaston in the Perth Hills, and this house in Stanhome Road, Wollaston, was set on fire over the weekend, probably to destroy clues that might help police. So the arson squad detectives discovered a gun safe had been forced open and firearms, power tools and cash had been stolen. Police haven't said how this fire started, but they want anybody with information to get in touch with Crime Stoppers 1-800-333-000 or crimestoppers.com.au. And now, of course, a worry if you've got all those guns out there in the wrong hands.
Yeah, big worry. And here's a worry for you as well, because you've had kids in childcare quite recently, right?
Yes,
in daycare.
Yes, yes. And so, thank goodness that's over now. Those fees are gone.
The fees and also the petri dish of various illnesses that daycare centres are. Well, still, that's nothing compared to what happened to this poor little girl at a Byford childcare centre, which has been fined $14,000 after a toddler suffered second-degree burns on the ball of her foot after playing outside on a scorching hot day. This will come as just a shocking incident to many parents. So the injury was caused after an employee at the Cuddles Childcare Centre allowed the 18-month-old to wander into the outdoor play area without wearing shoes or socks when the temperature outside was 39 degrees and the UV rating was 10.1 in February last year. Following the incident, the Department of Communities launched an investigation and found that while it was an isolated incident at this particular centre, the centre had failed to carry out regular reminders to staff about its son's safety policy.
Does it need to do that on a 39-degree day?
Common sense, right? Well, this is the thing.
Come on.
The investigation also found that the employee at this childcare centre hadn't had an induction, had only been working there for 4 months. We know staffing is a big issue in that sector at the moment.
Can I just stop for a sec? You don't need an induction to know that on a 39-degree day, if you have a kid outside without socks and shoes on, they're going to burn their feet. What happens if you do the same thing? Same thing happens.
And even having the kid outside on a 39-degree
day. Yeah. Well, they don't usually do that.
You don't do it at primary schools.
And they don't usually do it at daycares either.
Bit of a worry. And so they copped a fine, and rightly so. And now we're hearing more and more about direct flights that are coming back to Perth after the pandemic, and the latest one is set to land today, and it's coming in from Manila.
Yes, Philippine Airlines is starting flights. So the first flight coming in this morning, and then the first one from Perth to Manila going out at 8:30 this morning. So they're using an Airbus A321neo for these flights. There's 12 business class seats and then about 150-odd economy seats.
So it's not huge.
Not huge, but this service is going to run three times a week. It's going to be a boost to tourism. What I discovered recently, because I was just looking up flights to the US for later in the year, for a trip that will not happen, but I've discovered this, is that it was like $1,000 return flying Philippine Airlines.
What?
Yeah, so you go Perth to Manila, Manila, LA, and it was $1,000 return. So there's a hot tip if you want to go to the US later in the year. Check that out.
Thriller in Manila.
Yeah. So there'll be a bit of fanfare around this morning.
Yeah.
With that, of course, the government's hoping to have direct flights between Perth and China. There's also talk of Perth and India. So this is all the post-pandemic world
now, right?
Kicking off. Well, the types of aircraft that they have means that the airlines can make money. This is a partnership, though, this Perth to Manila service between the airline, the state government, and Perth Airport. Mm. So there's obviously been concessions that have been made to get it up and running.
You have to, I think, to because there's a benefit there, hopefully, in terms of tourism and maybe workers as well. Maybe get some Filipino workers. We'll see what happens. And now over in America, US President Joe Biden has declared a state of emergency after a destructive tornado tore across Mississippi yesterday about 8 p.m. local time, killing at least 25 people, shredding houses, and largely wiping out the small town of Rolling Fork. Have you seen
Watching the pictures on Sunrise this morning. Two semi-trailers just tossed around.
Yeah, it was the scale of this tornado was really unlike anything that storm chasers and people at the Weather Bureau had seen before. They were in shock at the size of it. It mixed with thunderstorms and driving rain, left a trail of havoc across the southern state. And you're talking, they gave it a rating of 4 out of 5 on the enhanced Fujita scale and saying that it cut a path of devastation 3/4 of a mile wide for 95 kilometres along the ground. So basically just like wiped it all clean. Absolutely incredible scenes and just tragic for everybody who was impacted. And now, do you like a punt?
I'm not really a gambler. No.
Yeah, I'm very selective. Like, I bet on American football, but that's
does Lotto count? Like, if Powerball reaches, you know, 50
million.
It does count. Okay.
Because, and I think
but that's acceptable because some of the money goes into the Lottery West fund, which gets dished out to WA community groups. So you can feel a little bit better about it.
Feel a little bit better. But I think Lotto has probably skewed the stats of new research into Australia's love affair with gambling, which has found, and get this, nearly 3/4 of adults of Aussie adults have taken a punt at least once over the past 12 months, with half of those classified as being at risk of gambling harm.
Well, that's the worry there.
That's the worry, right?
Yeah, so, the half.
Yep, definitely. So 2 out of 5 people who are surveyed gambled at least weekly, with men betting more frequently, spending more money, and more likely to be at risk of harm than women. It's probably not a huge surprise. But in regards to what people gambled on, the research that was released today has found the most common were lottery.
Yeah,
so we know that. Scratchy. So I think a lot of people would, well, you know, when there's a jackpot or something like that, I think so many people would have a go at the lotto. Horse racing, sport, and poker machines. Although poker machine revenue has gone down quite a lot, the study found. And it's online.
They're not as prolific in WA as overseas.
And online gambling has gone up. And there's questions being asked about advertising of gambling, whether it's normalizing it, because it's estimated that Aussies have lost around $25 billion a year on legal forms of gambling, representing the largest per capita losses in the world.
Well, this is the thing. Online gambling makes it so much easier, doesn't it? People just have an account.
Have an app. Yeah.
They have an app. Bang, bang, bang. Punch it in. Done. Whereas the old days, you had to go down to
the TAB. Mate.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. have a pony of Swan Draft at your local pub.
Sport.
It's a comfortable segue from gambling into sport, isn't it? And people who bet on West Coast having a win, I tell you what, they haven't had much success over the past year or so. It's been 276 days since West Coast has been in the winner's circle. But they were last night at Optus Stadium, and fans were grinning from ear to ear as a second quarter blitz helped the Eagles to a 19-point win over Greater Western Sydney. Jake Waterman and Jamie Cripps combined for 6 of the Eagles' 8 second-term goals in a stunning blitz to help turn the quarter-time deficit into a commanding 31-point lead at halftime. They won 100-81, and it's just what West Coast needed after they lost to North Melbourne in round one, and Adam Simpson's boys were absolutely panned after that loss to the Kangaroos, and they obviously only had 2 wins last year. That's not so amazing, but now they're going into the Western Derby this coming week at Optus on Sunday with a win under their belts.
It's going to be a cracker. Who do you think's going to win?
Well, the Dockers kind of suffered that sort of controversial loss, right? Where there was an umpiring decision right at the end, cost them a chance at victory. You'd have to say the Dockers are a better team, but I don't know.
I reckon the Eagles might win.
I reckon the Eagles could sneak it as well.
I think they might, because they've got this momentum, this great feeling about them now, whereas the Dockers feel a little bit ripped off, even though everyone's, you know, gone past it now and gone, well, the result was
great. It's going to be very interesting.
The Wild West.
And now, we spoke about Gwyneth Paltrow's lawsuit. She's being sued by a retired optometrist over a skiing accident that happened a couple of years ago in the state of Utah. And now you're on board.
I'm on board now. So when we spoke about this last week, I have to admit, I hadn't really seen much about
it.
And then I've been glued on Sunrise. I've been glued on my phone to this. My goodness, the standout person, I think, is not necessarily Gwyneth in all of this. It's Terry Sanderson, who's the other skiers. Attorney, Kristen Van Orman. Have you seen her performance?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Apparently she's putting in quite a good performance.
She has set the internet on fire. She's been accused of being too chummy with Gwyneth. Now, she's not Gwyneth's attorney.
No.
She's the other bloke's attorney, and she was joking with her about her skiing outfit and how tall she is and wishing that she was as tall, and joking about how she has kids the same age as Gwyneth, and oh my goodness, it felt like fangirling. And then Gwyneth's performance, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to cast aspersions on the legalities here, but I was watching it thinking, I feel like she's acting. And then I was like, oh, this acting's really bad if she is acting. So, look, I am totally glued to this now.
Doesn't make you think that's less likely that she's acting? Because you think, surely she could do better if she was acting.
Well, you would think so. But, yeah, I mean,
maybe she's just being herself.
Yeah, and she was describing the incident and said that, you know, that saying Terry Sanderson, she at the time said, he hit me in the effing back. And then she's, I'm so sorry for the bad language.
I know.
It's just, it's got everything.
It's
like watching an episode of Judge Judy, but 10 times better. And just with like a Hollywood megastar.
Yeah, and it's going to be a while until we find out the result, right? The judge is going to deliberate it over for a little while, or the jury is going to deliberate.
But I now want to see other trials that this Kristen Van Orman is involved in.
You think she's got a bit of a habit of getting too chummy with
the
opposition?
Well, I don't know. I just think she knows there's so much attention on this trial, and she is just milking it for all it's worth. Yeah, it's going to be a Netflix series. You watch.
Yeah, we can't wait. And that's your news from the West Australian for Monday, March 27. And don't forget to subscribe to The West Live on your favourite podcast player. Maddie, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Will do. Have a good one, mate.
You've been listening to The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.